Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
You better believe
better
it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Every day.
Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM. Hey.
EOTM. My wife Carla started. Seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say too. They came through. Taking their debut in the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for sight. Maximize potential, reshape your life. Time ain't never wasted. They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all, at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of grease. The radio media's a maverick tutor. With grandma's dripping Don Adams Jr.
Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building, building.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back. Welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B, and I'm holding down a very, very special edition of the E-Buzz Entertainment. And you already know that I am just always super excited to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are always striving to encourage, empower, and, of course, we want to enlighten your mind. And speaking of enlightening, y'all, if you're needing some, guess what? You will always, always find it when you visit www.queensofinternetradio.com and stream live to all of our shows at www.eotmradio.com. You can also find us, find all of our episodes on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and type in EOTM Radio. That's something for the entrepreneur in you. And what that is, we got a very, very special place for you. When you visit www.eotmspace.com, we want you to spread the word and create your entrepreneur space. It's all about increasing networks because we understand that it increases your net worth. And that's that bottom line that we're always screaming about. That's that bottom line that you guys need to be mindful of, especially, you know, in this economy and all this craziness that's going on. So it's very important. So go ahead and create your space, create your free page on EOTMspace.com. And after all that work that we make you do and stuff by visiting us and subscribing to our blogs and creating your space, you know, we have a time where we want to, you know, get you guys all relaxed and stuff so you can enjoy our shows. So with that being said, let me go ahead and take a quick commercial break, give you guys some relaxing music, a little bit of Frankie Beverly and Maze, and we'll be right back with our featured guests and the E-Buzz Entertainment Show. Hold tight. Thank you. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. There's nothing like a little bit of Frankie Beverly and Maze to get your mind right. Welcome back. This is your girl, Carla B, and I'm holding down the E-Buzz Entertainment Show tonight, and I am delighted to have child star Xavier Watson and his mother slash manager, Tara Watson, to the show. Welcome, Xavier and Tara.
Hello. How are you?
I am just great. I'm just super fantastic. I'm excited to have you both onto the show. Thanks for giving us a portion of your Thursday evening. For our listeners out there, our global listeners, I want to give a brief, just a little bit of information on Xavier for y'all. Xavier is a 16-year-old enthusiastic and charming young actor that is very serious about his passion, and that is acting. He has been in feature films, short films, theater, videos, plays, and the great thing about this young man is that he's not just passionate about his film career. He is also passionate about his education as well. This young guy is also an honor roll student. And again, I want to definitely welcome you, have the utmost respect for you, Xavier, as well as your mother, Tara. Welcome again to EOTM Radio.
All right. Definitely.
That's what's up. I'm happy that you guys are just excited as me. I really am. And Gabriel, I know I gave a little bit of information on you, but in your own words, for those global listeners out there that may not have heard of you, go ahead and share in your words a little bit about you with Xavier.
Well, like you said, I'm 16. I've been acting for four long years. I started at a performing arts school when we moved down here from Mississippi, and it's just something that I just took to. I mean, acting is always... It's been amazing to me to see the preparation that actors go through to deliver an amazing performance, and that's something that captivates me, and it's something that I definitely decided I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Wow. Wow. And you have that, oh, my God, that voice of wisdom that definitely, you know, goes past your young 16 years of life, and I know that we could definitely attribute that to all the great upbringing from your mother and your father. So I'm going to say kudos to your mom and dad on that one.
Definitely. I mean, she's an awesome role model. I mean, through everything she does, I mean, she puts her heart and soul into all of it, and that's definitely where I get my stride from. And being a son of someone in the military, I mean, she keeps us, my sister and I, disciplined, and she makes sure we're always doing the right thing, and that's definitely gotten me to where I am today. So thank you, Mama.
That's what's up. I want to add to you, since I know we do have your mother, Tara Watson, on as well. I mean, how has it been just seeing his growth? As you said, he's been acting for the four long years. So, you know, how has those 4 years been for you?
Well, it has been challenging. It requires a lot of time, a lot of hours. And when he first started, the first meeting I had with the professional, they say, "Mom, you're the manager. He's underage. Immediately, you're the manager." So, which means that I have to manage my job and time, take care of my daughter. Plus, I have to get him where he needs to be in a timely manner, because he has to be either on time or 15 minutes prior to prepare for what he's about to do.
Right.
It keeps you on your toes.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I can't even I can't imagine. I know that way back when I had a child that wanted to, you know, tackle that, and, you know, you just have to have that kind of, that patience and just that love for the industry. And so I have to definitely give some kudos to your mom and your dad, because if it weren't for them, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be where you are today. But just switching gears back to you, Xavier, have you always wanted to be an actor?
Believe it or not, meteorology was my first love. Weather, I mean, I'm fascinated with the weather. I would memorize the morning report and then get in front of the TV screen and say it as the weatherman was saying it.
Wow.
And that really is, I didn't pay much attention to it, but that's kind of where I got my start, at home.
Mm. Right, and that's a great form of, I mean, hey, I can remember, I've always admired reporters and TV news reporters and stuff, and I'm like, I can remember as a child also looking in the mirror with some shampoo in my hand or a brush and trying to, you know, repeat what the news reporters or the people on the commercials were saying. So that was you as well, right?
Definitely.
The meteorologist.
Too.
That's what's up. And that's interesting that you said that as far as the meteorologist is concerned. It is. But it's a great thing. Whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever started that idea in your mind, you know, hey, I believe that there's a reason for everything. So, and it's a beautiful thing when you are passionate enough to definitely want to go out there and continue to do it and continue to strive and try to get better, you know, and that's a beautiful thing, you know, just going after something that you really love. And that's why we love entrepreneurs so much, because it's that spirit, you know?
Yes.
Definitely. I know just reading your bio, I was kind of, you know, taken aback, because you have, you know, not unlike a lot of, you know, children your age, but you have definitely experienced some things, you and your family. And I was very surprised to hear as far as you guys being Katrina survivors. So I want to ask you, and I don't, you know, really mean to bring up, you know, things that happened in your life that wasn't that pleasant, but I do see that something good has came from the Katrina situation. But before we get into the good that came from it, share with us how has living through that kind of devastation, how has it made you stronger?
Well, it definitely made me stronger. I mean, it definitely in a positive way. I really don't remember that much of it. I just remember all of everything that happened, our grandparents and my uncle just all of a sudden having to come live with us. And my mom can tell you better than I can.
Yeah. My
okay.
Go ahead, Carla B.
No. Go ahead, Tara. Go ahead and share with us.
Okay. Well, my experience started when I first heard on the news that Category 5 was coming through New Orleans, and I'm calling my mom, like, Mom, when are you guys going to leave? And
Right. They
finally moved to a condo in the French Quarter, and then later they heard on the radio that the levee broke. So they immediately jumped in the truck and rushed out, but they were rerouted, and they got lost somewhere in Louisiana. And then And then we lost contact by cell phone because nobody had the phone charger. So I'm pacing up and down the house all night, and I had friends calling me, asking me, look, if you need somebody to watch the kids, let me know and do what you do. So called on a friend, came over to watch the kids, and she and I, we took out in the streets, and I went and looked for my family, and I found them at a gas station in Mississippi about 2 o'clock in the morning, scared, tired, hungry, and just happy to see a friendly face.
Right.
Because my dad had never been to my home in Mississippi, and he wasn't clear on the directions on how to get there, and being rerouted because of streets closed to keep you from going different routes through New Orleans or out of New Orleans. They kept getting turned around and turned around, so they were kind of disoriented. So, hey,
right.
I used my military skills, and I went and looked for them.
Mm.
And I found them, and they've been living with me since Hurricane Katrina. And
right.
My dad, he's a go-getter. That's where I get it from. He went back to New Orleans, lived in a trailer, and rebuilt the home from the ground up. And he's very happy with that. The house is almost complete. And then soon my mom will be joining him in June.
Okay. You know, that was so, I could just speak for myself and some of my family and friends that were in Atlanta at the time when Katrina was going on. And I do have some friends that live in New Orleans, and it was just so scary, and so many people were devastated from that. And some people are still trying to bounce back from it years later. So, you know, it's definitely good to see, you know, as far as family sticking together and that, and you zoning in with your military skills and, you know, saving the day for your father and your other family members. That's a beautiful thing. I mentioned a little bit earlier about Katrina and the devastation, but I do know that some great, great things came from Katrina as well. You and your son co-wrote, if I'm correct, I believe you co-wrote a book about Katrina, correct?
Right. Yes. It came to me in a dream, and by it being so fresh in all of our minds and every day on the news, it was just, you know what I mean, just kept throwing it in our face, you know, couldn't help, no matter what station you turned to, there it was. And
right.
I felt in order for me to, I had to release it. And in order to do that, I figured write about it. So, you know, instead of just putting it in a notebook, you know, I told Xavier, I said, Xavier, let's write a book. He said, Mom, you crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, Mama.
I'm like, everybody else is doing it. Why can't we? So I
right.
felt we had a story. So I used the Hurricane Katrina in the beginning, and then brought it's more like a where we came from to where we are now. So I brought it through the stages of dealing with Hurricane Katrina, him realizing that he wanted to get into the acting and pursuing that, and to where we want to be, which is going to Hollywood. So we're kind of on a journey, you know, and I called it a young actor's journey to Hollywood, because we're reaching for the stars.
Definitely.
Right.
And we're taking that devastation and that negativity that we experience, and we want to turn it into a positive.
Okay. Well, that is so great, and we're going to definitely get more into the book as well. We want to find out where the book is, where our listeners can find it, and all that good stuff. Definitely want to know everything about that. So go ahead and share with us as far as a little bit more about the book and then where our listeners can find it.
Okay, well, the book can be found on www.weatheringthestormjourney.com. And just type that in, and it should bring up our website.
Mm-hmm.
And you just click on it, and, hey, you can purchase the book from the website. It'll take you right to it.
Okay. So so tell us, how did you guys go about publishing it? Was it hard to find a publisher, considering there were so many people out there, you know, trying to do those same things?
It was like a work. Let me tell you, everything happens for a reason. Okay, when I moved here to Decatur, and I went to register my vehicles at the motor vehicle office. Behind the counter, overheard a conversation of a man telling the lady, you know, when you gonna publish your next book? And she said, oh, I'm working on it. So once she completed my paperwork. Then I asked her, I said, what was he talking about, publishing the book? And she told me, she said, oh, yeah, I write books, and I publish the book. So she gave me the name of the company, which is, I don't know if I can say it on the air, but I called the company and filled out the packet, and that's where it all began. They told me what I had to do, what I had to send them, and they did all the copyright and everything and sent it through.
That's a beautiful thing, and that shows right there, Xavier, that you have yourself a super mom.
Yes, indeed.
I wanna, yes. I want to. We're gonna talk about all the greatness with your mother, and also some of the upcoming things that you got going, and some of the things that you've done in the past. Let's take a quick song break. Dedicate some to the super moms out there. We'll be back with Xavier and his mother, Tara Watson. Hold tight, y'all.
All right.
This song is dedicated to all the mothers in this world. Thank you for risking your life. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Thank you for having strong backs, even though there are times when you get weak. You still remain strong. You always save the day. So today we honor you. For you are a super mom.
When you were born, heaven celebrated. You had a purpose in life. Best that you could with the God's life dance to Mama, you won the game of life.
When times were hard, you tried to be strong.
Oh,
by using your strength.
Today we honor you, cause you're a super mom. Sometimes you win without, so that we can have it all. You saved all your money, so we could have school clothes.
Always thankful for the gift
you gave.
Your life, but it went a long way.
I wanna thank you from the bottom of my heart. Lion.
By using your strength,
hey, today we honor you. You. Hey, mama. Now I wrote you this song because I love you. You're always on time. You always come back. Rescue me from danger. Hey, hey.
That was singer extraordinaire, our good friend, EOTM's good friend, Tony Tatum with Supermom, and that was definitely right on time. Right on time. Welcome back, everybody. Of course, this is I, the one and only Carla B, holding down the E-Buzz Entertainment Show with two very special guests in the house. We have child star, and I say that, you know, with all due respect, Xavier Jamal Watson and his mother slash manager, Tara Watson. They are hanging tight with me tonight. And back, let's just definitely dive right back into our questions, considering our time is dwindling. But this is for Xavier. You are a young man of many, many talents. You have done some extraordinary things these past 4 years. I want to ask you, what actor or actress have you been dreaming that you have just a wish to work with in the future?
To keep it short, all of them. But, I mean, Denzel Washington, Will Smith, Angela Bassett, I mean, the talent and the preparation they bring to their characters, and since they've been doing it for so long, it seems so natural to them that you wouldn't believe all of the preparation that they have to go through to make that character someone. Because when it's on script, it's an idea. But once you take that character and you create that character, it becomes a person. And that's where the preparation and all of the research comes in.
Right. And that is so true. And you know what? I had the privilege of being on set for a film a couple months ago in Los Angeles. And when I saw them actors, you know, they had their script in hand, and I saw how they prepared, for a role, how they really mentally prepared themselves. It was crazy. Because I'm like, wow, you know, they just, you know, kind of like shook away from everybody on set and had to put themselves in that frame of mind. So, you know, what you're saying to me is definitely, definitely ringing on true ears here, because I'm like, you are so on point. You really are. And, I know that, you know, you've been doing this for 4 years. But I'll say this, your career is definitely taking off. And in the research, and even just speaking with you tonight, I see that you are a pro. And that being said, I want to ask you this, and I usually ask this question to individuals, big stars that have been on our show, and I had the privilege of interviewing, like, super singers and actors and stuff like that, and I want to always ask them, what kind of advice would they be willing to lend to somebody that's looking to break into the industry? And, considering you're so well-grounded and it seems like you're touched, you're definitely touched, by the Heavenly Father in this. And so when I ask you for advice for our listeners, I know that, it's going to be something from the heart and something good. So with that being said, go ahead and rip it for our people. Let them know. Go ahead and share with them some advice as far as, looking to break into the industry.
Like my mom says, you must be true to yourself. What helped us write this book were three attributes that my mom got from the Army, and that is be, know, and do. And that I was like, wow, what is the meaning behind that? And when I put that into my acting, it makes it so much easier, because acting is one of those things that it's only as hard as you make it to be. And I use those three attributes. Be, you have to be the character. You have to know all of the attributes of your character. Whatever you think your character would do, you must do, and you have to know how to do. So be the character, know the attributes of your character, and do. You have to do whatever it is your character would do. And being a 16-year-old, that's kind of tough. For example, playing a thug, for example. Right. like maybe cussing and sagging. I mean, that's something that, you know, you have to believe in and make sure your parents are on board with it. Like, hey, you're coming up in here cussing me out.
Okay.
So you definitely have to, you know, definitely be aware of who you're around. And, of course, you have to have some sort of income coming in, because it's hard to make a living as an actor, because there are thousands, maybe millions of striving actors out there, including myself. And it's very hard because everybody is looking for something unique and something special, and that's where your personality has to come in. You may not fit a character, but if they like your personality and they know that you will take directions, you will do as you're told, and you will be respectful, I'd say 7 times out of 10 they'll pick you. But, you know, everybody's looking for a certain look or a certain type, and that's where, you know, you have to be true to yourself. And, you know, don't change for anybody. You know, just be who you are, and things will happen.
Mm. Wow, well said. And, oh, my God, I am really impressed with you. I really am. And, again, I'm going to say to your mother and your manager, Tara Watson, you are doing some great work here with your son, Xavier. And I want to talk to you a little bit, Tara, about those three attributes, but before I do, because I was blown away, I love it, and the way he broke it down, be, know, and do, that's awesome right there. I mean, that could be, Tara, that right there is like, you know, you set up some like a mentorship, a, you know, program for young actors. You already done one book. Hey, your next book, I can see it now, be, know, and do.
What?
Hey, I'm telling you.
That is my plan. Being in the military, it's all about leadership. And the be, know, and do has to do with leadership. You know, you can't just say you're a leader. You have to be a leader. Mm-hmm. You have to know what a leader would do, and then you have to execute, and that's where the do come in. You
right.
know, you can't
right.
say you're going to do it. You have to do it. And
right.
being my rank is on first class, so I am a non-commissioned officer. So
right.
we, the NCOs, we make things happen. And I am in the logistics, and my job requires me to make things happen. I mean, I'm the one that gets the weapons, the vehicles, the equipment, anything the soldier needs. That is my job. So when it comes to Xavier, it was normal for me to make sure that he has what he needs to succeed, because it's all about success. You know, my job is easier when a soldier succeeds, and my job as a parent right now is easy because Xavier is definitely on the path of success. And
exactly.
with my new, what you call it, assignment, you know, I was able to get Los Angeles. So, like I said, our life is a blessing, and only God knows what He has in store for us. He is providing that path, and I am willingly accepting that path.
I am
and
too.
We're going, and we're going to make the best of it.
And that is so, so great, and I'm definitely looking forward to just paying attention and watching out for you both, and I know that it's definitely going to be some great things. I want, Tara, if you can share with our listeners, he's done, like I mentioned in the beginning of the top of the hour, that as far as Xavier and all he's done in film, he's done film, plays, a little bit of theater, everything. What can we, you know, what is coming up on the horizon for Xavier?
Okay, he did a play back in February called The Ancestors Live Here by Goldfire Productions. And the play was a big major hit. And right now, the director's in a talks of making it into a movie. Xavier played a young, he was a young kid that very intelligent, but hanging with the wrong crowd. He was into the saggy pants and he wanted to sell the drugs and all of that, and just never thought he would get caught. But that higher power will come for you when your time comes. So his character was totally different from him, and he studied it day and night. He walked around many a night practicing with the saggy pants, and he fell many times down the stairs or in the house. It was just too funny. But he also worked on another play called Harvest Time with Leading Role Productions, and that play came out last month,
mm-hmm.
in May 1st. So they are in talks right now. They are already talking about flying Xavier back in July because they want to do the play again, and they definitely want him there because they love his character. So
that's what
that's we have those in ahead of us, and we just looking to keep on. Just we want to stick with people who's helping us get to where we want to be.
Exactly, and that's what you should be doing. And you know, it's a beautiful thing that you care enough about your son's dreams that you are willing to relocate from one state. You're leaving the Atlanta area, and you're traveling over 2,000 miles to the Los Angeles area. So that really, you know, shows a lot, you know, about you and your son. So, you know, like I said at the top of the hour, I expect only great things from Xavier and of course, yourself, Tara, because you're a great mother, and I am definitely going to myself pick up your the book that you co-wrote with your son. And I have people that are hitting me up on Instant Messenger. When you mentioned it earlier today, they didn't get it. So if you can go ahead and repeat that website again where they can find your book.
Will do. The website is www.weatheringthestormjourney.com. And it's
okay.
weatheringthestormjourney.com.
WeatheringTheStormJourney.com, and we will have that link on our radio page shortly, y'all. So if you didn't get it, WeatheringTheStormJourney.com, and it'll be up in a minute. And also really quickly, I just got a buzz in my ear about the time is dwindling. We got about 90 seconds, but I want you to, just in case there are some people out there that may be wanting to get in contact with you, Tara, in regards to your son Xavier, as far as media and press and things of that sort, how would they find you?
Well, I am on Facebook. My first name is Tara, T-A-R-A, M, middle initial. I think I have my maiden name, which is F.
Yes.
And Watson. So Tara F. Watson. Xavier is also on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier J. Watson.
Yes.
He's on Facebook, so if you tag him, you can tag me. He is also on Twitter, Xavier J. Watson, twitter.com/XavierJWatson. And he's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. YouTube.
Yes, ma'am.
/7Talent. I'm sorry?
Go ahead and repeat that again, Xavier.
YouTube.com/7Talent, and there you can check out the trailer for The Ancestors Live Here.
Okay, definitely. We'll do that. And then make sure that, you know, you guys put that on your Facebook. If you put your YouTube link on Facebook, it will make sure we tag and we share that as well. Definitely want to thank you both for giving us a portion of your Thursday evening for our Buzz Entertainment Show. It was definitely a pleasure, and I'm going to tell you this, on behalf of the entire EOTM radio staff, you both are welcome back whenever you like. Whenever there's any kind of upcoming things that you want to promote, definitely, you know, we want to have you back on. And, of course, Tara, I want to have you back on to talk about that new up-and-coming book. You know the one. Definitely want to talk to you about that. And, oh, my God, that was so powerful the way you broke it down for us, Xavier. Next time we're going to have to make it like a 60 to 120-minute segment because y'all can talk.
But we can talk, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am, but definitely thank you. Thanks for joining us. Our time is up. I want to go ahead and end our show with a motivational quote that I feel is definitely fitting to end this show on. That is this: the world needs dreamers, and the world needs doers. But above all, the world needs dreamers who do. You can marinate on that, friends, and we will catch you next time. Make sure you are in the house tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Dawn Adams Talk Show. Until next time, y'all, peace and blessings. Good night.
Peace and blessings. All right.
Every day is starting.
You better believe
better
it.
Believe it.
Believe it.
Believe it.
Every day is starting.
Blog Talk Radio.
E-M-E-O-G-M. Hey!
Yeah. E-O-T-M. My white collar started. Seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and C too. They came too. Taking their debut. Yep. In the recession. Showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow. We play for fight. Maximize potential. Reshape your life.
Yep.
Time ain't never wasted.
Oh, no.
They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of grease. The radio media is a maverick tutor.
Woo!
With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr.
Junior.
Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building.
Building.
O-G-M-A.
Hi, and welcome to your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
Urban Literary Review, where literature and urban meet. Hosted weekly by Tia from DC Bookman and Martin from Culture First. Urban Literary Review comes on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Urban Literary Review comes on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Our mission is to shine a positive light on the urban literary industry by promoting literature and discussing issues that are pertinent to the growth of the industry. In addition to being an online radio show, Urban Literary Review also provides authors with promotion to over 15,000 African American readers for only $99 per month. So don't forget to listen and tune in each week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Or check us out for more information at www.myspace.com/urbanliteraryreview.